Let us go into the word. Let us go into the word. Let us agree in prayer. Thank you, Father, for your spirit that you've so richly given unto us upon your resurrection. Our hearts are full with thanksgiving. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. We do ask and receive this evening that as the truth of God's word is taught, there is no confusion. Our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Our hearts are receptive to receive your word. Truth of God's word is taught with accuracy and with precision. And at the end of today's meeting, as saints, we are edified and Christ alone is glorified. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah, so we'll just continue along the line in which we started a few days back concerning spirituals. Concerning spirituals. If you are with the Bibles, which I believe you should be with, let's see what Matthew says in the 28th chapter, verse 18. Matthew's Gospel 28. Matthew's Gospel 28. I will try as much as possible to, you know, use this teaching as an intro into what we'll be doing on Friday into Saturday and Sunday, the Bible seminar we have coming up. And I would admonish that you pay as much attention as you can, as much attention as what attention can be. It's going to be an interesting seminar on Friday into or through till Sunday. Matthew 28, look at what it says in verse 18. It says, "And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." All power, that's what authority, is given unto me in heaven and in earth. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." In the entire Bible, the only portion of scriptures where you see name of Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is in Matthew's Gospel 28 verse 19. So in the real sense, it's "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost." What does it really mean? Teaching them to observe all things. Teaching them to observe all things is what it says, teach all nations in verse 19, which is baptizing them. Yeah, so teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of time, end of the world. Look at Mark's rendering of that particular narrative. Look at Mark 16, verse 15. We'll do a lot around this scripture in days to come. Look at Mark 16, verse 15. "And Jesus came and said unto them, Go ye therefore into the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Verse 16, it says, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." So whoever you preach the gospel to and he believes, he will be saved. So we have heard the gospel, we have believed the gospel, we are saved. Yeah, we have an assignment to go into the world and preach the gospel so others would or will or can be saved. Yeah, so it says, "And this sign shall follow them." If you take note in verse 16, it says that he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not and is not baptized shall be damned. You see, he didn't talk about baptism again. Because really, he that believe that is baptized shall be saved. Yeah, so he that is baptized is he that believes. So there's a he that believes, which is he that will be saved. And there's a he that believeth not, which is the one that shall be damned. Yeah, "And this sign shall follow. And this sign shall follow them that believe." So we are those who have believed and have been baptized. "There are signs that shall follow us that believe." Jesus says, "In my name they shall they cast out devils, they shall speak with new tongues, they shall take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it shall not hurt them. And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." So they shall cast out devils, number one, they shall speak with new tongues, number two, they shall lay hands on the sick, number three, and the sick will recover. And then says verse 19, "So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat on the right hand of God. And there went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord walking with them and confirming the word with signs and wonders." Now, why do you suppose that was an instruction? Or why do you suppose they were able to confirm? Or what were they really confirming the words with? It says, with signs and wonders. Now, what was unique to this group of people? Yeah, it was in the fact that what was unique to them is the fact that they had believed the gospel and they had received the Holy Ghost. So, upon believing the gospel, a man who believes the gospel has received the Holy Ghost. Look at 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. Look at it again. It says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the love of God. You see that word there, and is a word that doesn't always speak about two different things, but a lot of times explains what was said before. So a man must be born of water and the Spirit. It is born of water that is the Spirit. So if you look at it again, it says the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Spirit. Yeah. So the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is the love of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the love of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is the love of God. So the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the love of God, that is the supply. We looked at that word communion on Sunday, and it's a word that means something that is given or supply that is to be received. Yeah. So what did God really give? Yeah, He gave His Spirit. See, the supply of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, the word there, holy, is the word that means something set apart for a particular purpose. So the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is seen as an expression as the giving of the Holy Ghost. So the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ is known as the love of God, and it is the supply, that which is to be received, which is what? The Holy Ghost. Yeah. So upon believing the gospel, he that believes, that is baptized, is saved. So upon hearing the gospel and believing it, we are saved. Yeah, we saw on Sunday that good thing that God gives, yeah, according to Matthew 7:11, and all of that, is the Holy Ghost. Now look at John in John 16. John 16, verse 16. See something very important there. See John 16:16. Look at John 16:16. Or in fact, look at John 14. Look at John 14. Look at John 14, 16. Let's see John 14, 16. Look at John chapter 14, verse 16. So what it says? It says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. So look at it again. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter. You see, the word there, another, is the word that is the Greek word allos. Yeah, it's a word that actually means that which is of the same. So in the Greek, there are two Greek words that mean, you know, that which is of the same and that which is of another kind. Yeah, that is allos rather than heteros. So, and he shall give you another. The word there, another, is not another of a different kind, but another which is the same, or another that is the same. How do we know? Look at it in verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. So who is he that is coming to us? It is Jesus Christ, that is the Spirit of truth. Yeah, so the Spirit of God is received upon believing the gospel, which John calls another comforter in verse 16 of chapter 14. What is another comforter? It is, I will give you another comforter. It's simply, I will come to you. So upon believing the gospel, we have received of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, that is the supply of the Spirit. So we have received the Spirit of God. We have received the Spirit of God into our hearts. We are full of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, he says, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, and he will abide with you forever. So the comforter that we now have will abide with us forever. Hallelujah. The comforter that we have will abide with us forever. Look at John 3 quickly. Look at John 3. John 3. Look at John chapter 3, verse 3. Look at John 3:3. He says, Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What does it mean to be born again? Nicodemus asked him a very important question. How can a man who is old be born again? Can he enter into his mother's womb the second time? Yeah, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water, that is the Spirit. Except a man be born of water, that is the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What does it mean to see? See, verse 3 says, except a man be born again, he cannot see. Verse 5 says, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. So, being born again in verse 3 is equal to being born of water and of the Spirit in verse 5. Look at it again. See, I say unto you in verse 3, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. What did he say in verse 5? Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. So verse 3 spoke about a seeing the kingdom. Verse 5 spoke about an entering the kingdom. It's one and the same. So to see means to enter, that is to be a partaker of. See it again. Yeah. So he cannot see, he cannot be a partaker of the kingdom of God. Yeah. He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 5. It means what? To be a partaker of the kingdom of God. That means to be a partaker of the resurrection. Hallelujah. Yeah. So except a man be born again, he cannot see. Except a man born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into. So he's not saying that in verse 3, there is one thing to be born again. Verse 5. Is another thing to be born of water. And that is the born of the Spirit. No, he's saying one and the same thing. Yeah, see, verse 3 tells you what verse 5 means. Yeah, verse 3 tells you that the most important thing to see or partake of the kingdom of God is to be born again. That means to be born from above, to be born from that which is above you. Yeah, to be born of God. That's what it means, really. Yeah, so how did he now explain it in verse 5? It means to be born of water and the Spirit. The word there and is the Greek word kai. Yep, like we saw in 2 Corinthians 13. That is which is, I mean. So, to be born again in verse 3 is equal to be born of water in verse 5 and is equal to be born of the Spirit in verse 5. So, to be born again in verse 5 actually means to be born of the Spirit. So, except a man be born of the Spirit, he cannot partake of the kingdom. So, what makes us partakers of the kingdom? It is being born of the Spirit. So, the water there is a figurative expression used in verse 5. So, water that is the Spirit. So, he's not saying except a man be dipped into water and is born. No. It is born of water, which is the Spirit. How do we know? Look at chapter 7. John chapter 7, verse 37. John 7, 37. John 7, 37. It says, in that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, if any man is thirsty, let him come unto me. Look at, remember, a man must be born of water for him to enter the kingdom. What did Jesus say in verse 37? If you are thirsty, come unto me. So the water of chapter 3, verse 5, let me say it again. The water of being born of water in chapter 3, verse 5 of John is equal to that which God supplies, which is what is to be drank if you are thirsty. So who are those that are thirsty? How do you quench your thirst? Verse 38, he that believeth on me. So, to quench the thirst, it means to believe. So, he that how did Mark tell us? He go into the world and preach the gospel. He that believeth that is baptized. So, if you look at baptism in the literal sense of the word water, it means to believe. Yeah, so, he that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. So, there is a belly that brings forth rivers of living water. Who is that person who has a belly that brings forth rivers of living water? It is Jesus Christ. Christ of Nazareth. Yeah, that rivers of living water is a figurative expression for what? The Spirit of God. How do we know? Look at verse 39. But this spake he of the Spirit. You see that? So when you see water in chapter 3, verse 5, and you see water in chapter 7, verse 38, he spake he of the Spirit. So John chapter 3, verse 3 says, except a man be born again, he cannot partake of the kingdom of God. Now, John chapter 3, verse 5 says, except a man be born of water, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Now, John chapter 7 now says, except a man drinks of God's water. What is he drinks of God's water? Verse 39, he spake he of the Spirit. So which they that believe on him should receive? So that which has been made available is what we receive when we believe the gospel. Now, how did Paul tell us in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14? He says, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the love of God, which is the supply of the Spirit that is to be received. So we have received the Spirit by believing the gospel. Upon believing the gospel, we have received the Spirit. So a man who believes the gospel has drank from the water that flows as river from the belly of Jesus. Let me say that again. A man who believes the gospel is one who has drank of God's water. What is God's water? It is God's Spirit. Yeah, but he spake of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For at the time, the Holy Ghost was not yet given. How do we know? Because Jesus was not yet glorified. Hallelujah, dear saints. Yeah, so he that believeth on me, So what does he that believeth on me really mean? He that drinks the water that I supply. What does it really mean? He that receives the Holy Ghost that I gave upon my resurrection. What does that really mean? He that is born of water. What does that really mean? He that is born of the Spirit. What does that really mean? He that is born again. So he that is born again is one who has the indwelling of the Spirit. Is one who has been renewed, regenerated, reborn. Yeah, there's a new birth. Yeah, that's what we call the new creation. Yeah, upon believing the gospel. So he that believeth on me is that he that say, let him come. Look at verse 37 again. If any man is thirsty, let him come unto me and drink. What is let him come unto me that drink? He that believeth on me. Are we together? Glory to God. Now, so it means that every single person who has heard the gospel and believed the gospel has the indwelling of the Spirit. Yet he has received of God's water. He has received of God's love. He has received of God's grace. That is, he has received the supply of the Spirit. Look at Ephesians 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It says, Ephesians chapter 1. Let me give us a few seconds to get there. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Paul's letter to the Ephesians. And the real sense, a lot to be said there, yeah? So Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God that is the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So it means that the saint is one who has received spiritual blessings. There is no saint that lacks any of God's spiritual blessings. Listen attentively, dear saints. Yeah, there is no man on earth who is born again, that lacks spiritual blessings. So, blessed be our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. What is spiritual there? It means that which is of the Spirit, that which comes with the Spirit. Yeah, where is it found? In heaven, in Christ. So, if you have a good Bible, you'll see that the word places is in brackets. So heavenly places might make it look like there are different places where God is seated and everything, yeah? But really, in the real sense, what that Paul is really saying there is what? In the heavenlies, that which is from above, yeah? That which is from above, that is born again. Glory to God, yeah? So all spiritual blessings, we have received all spiritual blessings by believing the gospel. So there is no believer that lacks the blessing of God. Now, take note, the blessing of God that is given to the believer, they are found in heaven in Christ. So it means that for you to be a partaker of that blessing, you must be found in heaven in Christ. So if a contract is something that a man who is not found in heaven in Christ can get, it means that it is not part of the spiritual blessings found in heaven in Christ. Let me say it again. If there's anything in your life at all that any other person who is not found in heaven in Christ can have, is not part of the spiritual blessings we've received upon the resurrection. So the spiritual blessings are blessings that are limited to those who have the Spirit. The spiritual blessings are blessings limited to those who have drank out of the rivers of living water. Yeah, the spiritual blessings are things that are, or they are things that have been received. They are things that are in the spirit of the new, of the new creation, the new birth, really. Yeah, the born again spirit. Yeah, it is limited to that spirit. So once you can have it outside the spirit, once you can have it without believing the gospel, it's not part of spiritual blessings as Paul spoke about in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. So if you read Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 up until verse 15, 16, nothing about material blessings. So the blessing that the Christian has received, so let me say this way, is a Christian blessed? Yes. What is he blessed with? He is blessed with all spiritual blessings. What are spiritual blessings? Verse 4. According as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy, that spiritual blessing. Be without blame before him in love, that spiritual blessing. Having predestinated us unto the adoption, that spiritual blessing. Yeah, according to the good pleasure of his will. Look at verse 7. In whom we have redemption, that is spiritual blessing. Any man that is not in heaven in Christ cannot have any of these things. Everything that is mentioned in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 is only limited to that man who has received all the spiritual blessings upon the resurrection. That is the giving of the Spirit. Yeah, embedded in the giving of the Spirit. So, in whom we have redemption through his blood, that is the forgiveness of sins. So, forgiveness of sins, spiritual blessings. Yeah, redemption through his blood, spiritual. See, the earlier you learn this, the better you save yourself from depression in days to come. Yeah. See, that is why we're asked to dwell on God's word, because that is what brings joy from within. That is what reminds us of the indwelling of the Spirit. That's what reminds us of the joy we have received upon salvation, what you call the joy of salvation. So the earlier we understand this and make it clear, the better for us. So in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin, nothing material, according to the riches of his grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 11. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance. What is the inheritance? Being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Are we together? That we should be to the praise of his glory who first trusted in Christ. Now see something in verse 13. It says, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. So, the gospel of our salvation is what we listen to and believe and makes us saved. By that, we have all spiritual blessings in us. Since we're sealed with the Holy Ghost's promise. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. So what now Paul now says in verse 16. He says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom. That's the wisdom of the Spirit that is the revelation in the knowledge of him. We paid attention to that on Sunday. Verse 18. And the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and you may know what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So where is the riches of God's glory found? It is found as an inheritance in the saints. Oh, glory to God. The riches of his grace. The riches of his glory. Verse 19. What is he really speaking about? And you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Yeah, so the direction of power is towards the believer. We looked at that on Sunday. The exceeding greatness of his power. Look at it again. It says, that you may know what is the exceeding greatness of his power, verse 19, to us what who believe. So there is more power resident in the believer than the power required to do any other thing on earth. Yeah, so God uses his power to raise Jesus from the dead, and this same power is towards the believer. So God raising Jesus from the dead is what? Making an effort or putting an activity that is rendered towards the believer. Towards the believer. So every man who hears the gospel and believes the gospel is full of the Spirit, is full of the Holy Ghost. Now, see what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, quickly. Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 12, verse 1. 1 Corinthians 12, rather. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Look at what Paul says there. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, 1. It says, now concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. Yet ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as ye were led. Verse 3, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. He now says something. He says, verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. Hello? The same Spirit. The same Spirit. What is the same Spirit? It is that same Spirit that we are born again of. Yeah? Born of water, that is the Spirit. Born again, that is of the Spirit. Rivers of living water, that is the Spirit. So he says, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. So there's a word that is consistent in verse 4 and verse 5. What is it? Look at it again. Yeah, the word of, yeah, the word there, the word are, and what? The word same. It says the same Spirit, the same Lord. Look at verse 4 again. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administration, but the same Lord. There are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. So, verse 4 says the same Spirit. Verse 5 says the same Lord. Verse 6 says the same God. Is equal to the same thing. So, the same Spirit in verse 4 is equal to the same Lord in verse 5 is actually equal to the same God. So, the same God is responsible for all diversities, differences and diversities of operations, of administrations, and of gifts. All together, yeah, he now says, but the manifestation, hallelujah, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. Now, let me ask you a question. Remember, the man who receives the Spirit of God is a man who believes the gospel. So, when you see Paul now says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man, it is not every man on earth, it is every man who has believed. Remember, he's speaking about the Spirit, spiritual, that which is of the Spirit. So a man who has believed the gospel has received the blessedness of the Spirit, Ephesians 1 verse 3, yeah, and we have the Spirit as a seal. So in verse 7, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer to profit without. So the essence of the manifestation of the Spirit is for profitability. So I am to manifest the gifts of the Spirit to profit you. To profit the saints, to profit the body of Christ. So look at verse 8. It says, for to one is given, yeah? For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So verse 4 tells you same Spirit. Verse 5 tells you same Lord. Verse 6 tells you same God. Verse 8 tells you same Spirit. See it again? So we are seeing same. So if you want to give a theme to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 for the first half of 1 Corinthians 12, just say same. Yeah, same God, same Lord, same Spirit. So, for to one is given by the Spirit of what the Spirit, word of wisdom, to another, the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So, Paul never fails to make you see that it is the same. It is the same. That which is the same Spirit, the same Spirit. It is not another. It is the same. It is allos, the same Spirit, the same Spirit, the same Spirit. So the same Spirit is responsible for what? The manifestations and the administrations. How are we together, dear saints? Yeah, the same Spirit. So, look at verse 9. He says, to another faith by the same Spirit. Can you see same again? Same. To another the gift of healing by the same Spirit. So, verse 9 tells you what? He says, verse 9 says, to another the faith by the same Spirit. To another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. Look at verse 10. He says, to another the working of miracles. Hallelujah. To another, the working of miracles. Now, what is important here? Now, you will realize that the constant thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 12 is the same Spirit, the same Lord, the same God. So look at verse 10. To another, the working of miracles, to another, prophecy, to another, discerning of spirit, to another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. He now says verse 11. Yeah, look at verse 11. But all this worketh that one and the self same Spirit. So he doesn't now tell you the same Spirit again. He tells you the one that is the self same Spirit. So in case you've not gotten the gist about the same Spirit, the same Lord, the same God, yeah, he tells you, in case you've not seen it, it is actually the one that is the self same Spirit. The self same Spirit. Dividing to every man as he wills. Yeah, so a very careless read of that verse will make it look like it's a spirit that chooses who will operate in the gifts of the Spirit. Yeah, that's why you see a lot of saints says, I can speak in tongues. No, why don't you speak in tongues? Because God has not given me. No. Remember, go back to Mark. Hold your hands in 1 Corinthians. Go back to Mark 16, verse 15. Look at Mark 16, verse 15. He says, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. So there is an assignment to preach the gospel. What will happen when the gospel is preached? There will be some that believe and there will be some that do not believe. Verse 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. These signs shall follow them that believe. So the
sign that follows everyone that believes is equal and uniform for everybody. Why? Because it is the same same spirit that every man that believes the gospel receives. Say that again. Every man that hears the gospel and believes it receives that same spirit, that self same spirit, that one and self same spirit. What Paul calls the same spirit, the same Lord, the same God. And they shall speak with tongues. So every man who has believed, as long as you have believed, that is the only requirement. As long as you have believed, you can cast out devils and you can speak with tongues. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Yeah, that's what we're going to do over the weekend. Yeah, we shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Why can we do that? How can we do that? Because we have believed. Look at 1 Corinthians 12 again. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 11. But all this worketh that one and self same spirit, dividing to every man severally as he wills. Yeah, so we're going to do a contextual analysis of what it means by as he wills. Go back to verse 1. Let's pay attention to 1 Corinthians 12 today a little. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. Look at it, 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 look at it. Look at 1 Corinthians 12, verse 1. He says, now concerning spirituals, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. Now, concerning spirituals, I will not have you ignorant. Now, the word there concerning is the Greek word that means peri. Yeah, the word there concerning is the Greek word that means peri, P-E-R-I. Yeah, it's the word that speaks about focus or being around something or about something or with respect to something. Pertaining or concerning things of the spirit. So look at it again. The word there concerning means pertaining, for instance, or means with respect to. So a good way to read 1 Corinthians 12 is now with respect to spirituals. Yeah, the word gift is in italics, so it's not in that verse. So now concerning spirituals, the things of the spirit, the things of the spirit. So now pertaining the things of the spirit, now concerning the things of the spirit. Now, pertaining the things of the spirit. Now, the word there concern, like I said, is the word that means that is peri. It means concerning or about something. Now, let me give you an example. You know, it's possible for you to see someone cooking rice. Eh? It's possible you saw them and knew the ingredients. Yeah, and you can go and buy it and mix your own portion and say you have made your own fried rice. But you know, it would be easier for you someone to actually explain what was done. Do you get that? Yeah? Look at it. You can watch someone driving, for instance, and be able to think or assume you can be able to move a car when nobody is there. But what makes you have proper understanding is when someone explains that which you've already watched. Altogether, so it means that the things of the Spirit are things that can be explained. Yeah? Look at Acts chapter 2, quickly. Well, 1 Corinthians 12. Look at Acts chapter 2. Look at Acts chapter 2, verse 4. Look at Acts 2, 4. Acts 2, 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, that is, they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. What did Peter do when people were in doubt concerning this? Look at verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem. So it means that they saw the things of the Spirit made manifest. They were in doubt. They had concerns. They had questions. Peter stood up to answer. So it means that you can actually meet a saint who is scared of speaking in tongues and explain to him why and how he should speak in tongues. See, there's a difference between explaining a doctrinal precept upon precept, what tongues is about, and teaching people how to speak in tongues by saying, say after me, say ka, say ka, say ma, say ma, say kama, say kama. No. See, there's a difference between teaching one how to speak in tongues and teaching one what tongues sounds like. Yeah? Look at 1 Corinthians again, where we are. Paul says something in verse chapter 12, verse 1. He says what? Now concerning spirituals. That includes tongues. Yeah? What is spirituals? Now, the word there, spiritual, is a word that means, is the Greek word pneumatikos. I'll spell it for you. Yeah? P-N-E-M-A-T-I-K-O-S. Yeah? The word pneumatikos is the word that is P-N-E-M-A-T-I-K-O-S. Yeah? P-N-E-M-A.
Yeah, T-I-K-O-S. It's gotten from two Greek words, pneuma and tikos. P-N-E-M-A, antikos, T-I-K-O-S. Now, pneuma is the Greek word for the spirit. Yeah, tikos means pertaining to or things of or concerning or pertaining to, like I said. Yeah, things or pertaining of or pertaining to. So, pneumatikos means things pertaining or things of the spirit. So, pneuma is spirit, pneumatikos is things of the spirit. Hold your thoughts there. So, Paul says, now concerning the things of the spirit, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. So, it means that there's a possibility for one to be indwelt of the spirit and be totally ignorant. It is possible for one to have the indwelling of the spirit and be totally what? Ignorant. Look at what he says again. Now concerning spiritual gifts. Turn your Bible back to chapter 7 of that 1 Corinthians. Quickly, let's see something. 7 verse 1. 1 Corinthians 7 verse 1. Now concerning the things whereof you wrote me. What is concerning? Peri. That is, or talking about or around with respect to. So now with respect to the things whereof you wrote me. Look at chapter 8 verse 4. Chapter 8 verse 4. 1 Corinthians 8 4. As concerning therefore, the same word concerning. So it means that 1 Corinthians is a letter that Paul used to address certain issues amongst the saints. Altogether. As concerning. So it means that Paul had a highlight or an highlight of things he wanted to address in the book or in the letter. And each time he started addressing them, he pointed their attention to it. So in chapter 7 verse 1, it says, now concerning. Yeah, in chapter 8 verse 4, it says, concerning therefore the eating of those things offered to idols. Look at chapter 7 verse 25 quickly. Chapter before, 7:25. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of the Lord. Yet I give my judgment as one that had obtained mercy of the Lord to be faithful. Now concerning. Look at chapter 16, verse 1. Chapter 16, verse 1. Now concerning the collections for the saints. So, each time he said this, there were specific subject matters he was addressing. So, go to chapter 12. So, it means that among the specific subject matters that Paul addressed to the Corinth, spirituals was part of it. Look at it again. Now concerning spirituals. Are we together? Look at what it says in verse 7 of that chapter 12. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer. It tells you that for a fact. So look at it. If Paul tells you that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer to profit with her, will verse 11 now make sense to mean that the Spirit divides to every believer as the Spirit wills? No. Verse 7 already told us that the manifestation of the things of the Spirit or the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer. Every believer. Look at that word. That word there, every, is not a figure of speech. It is every believer. Yeah? So it means that we need to pay attention. So it's either verse 7 is correct and verse 11 is wrong, or verse 11 is correct and verse 7 is wrong, or both of them are correct, but we need to analyze it properly. So verse 7 already told you that the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer. So when it says that the Spirit divides to every believer as the Spirit wills, that negates verse 7. The Spirit is given to the believer. The Spirit doesn't choose who to give the things of the Spirit to. No. Go back to verse 1 again. See, the reason why Paul is teaching this is because in verse 1 he told you, I would not want you to be ignorant. I wouldn't have you to be ignorant. The word there, ignorant, is a word that implies refusal to recognize knowledge. I'll say it again. Yeah? Agneo. Yeah, A-G-N-O-E-O. Is a word that means to be ignorant, yeah? Not to be in the know. Or not to understand. Yeah, the word ignorance, agneo, A-G-N-O-E-O. Not to be in the know of something. Yeah, look at it. It says, now concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you to not be in the know. Yeah, that's God's Palace translation. Yeah, so the word ignorance means to what? It means refusal to recognize or willful ignorance. Or in the real sense, we can say it this way. Ignorance really means what? To be in the dark concerning a subject matter. Or to show knowledge. So now, concerning the things of the Spirit, brethren, I will not have you to be in the dark. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I will not have you to be in the dark. So there's something that the spirit, there's something that the believer has received upon believing the gospel. Paul now says, concerning that spirit and the things of the spirit, I will not want you to be in the dark. Look at chapter 2 before you get to chapter 12. Look at chapter 2 verse 12. Look at chapter 2 verse 9. Look at chapter 2 verse 9. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9. As it is written, I had not seen, nor ye has heard, neither has he entered into the hearts of man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. A covetous mindset to read that and think his house or car or mansion. No, that's going to be an absolute erroneous way of reading that verse. Yeah, it is written, I have not seen, I have not heard. Paul was not explaining scriptures. Yeah, look at what he now tells you in verse 10. But God hath revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit said all things, yea, the deep things of the spirit. For what man knoweth the things of the man, save the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the spirit of God. Now we have received. So that thing which I had not seen nor yet as he entered into the house of men, now verse 12, we have received. Now we have received. So now we have received not the spirit of this world. So when he says I had not seen, ye has not heard, neither has he entered into the house of the man, the things which God has prepared for them that love him. What is it? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that is the love of God, that is the supply of the spirit. So the supply of the spirit is that thing which man eyes had not seen, nor ears heard, nor has he entered into the hearts of men. Yeah, so that thing which God prepared for them that love him, who are those that love him? Those that believe the gospel. Who are those that believe the gospel? Those that drink out of the rivers of living water. Who are those? Born of water, born of the spirit. Yeah, so verse 12 tells you, now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God. Hallelujah. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. What are the things that are freely given to us of God? They are the things of the spirit. That's why Paul now tells you, I would not have you ignorant. So what is that which has been freely given unto us? It is the grace of God, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the love of God. That is the supply of the spirit. I will follow. Look at verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So God has given things, or God, let me say this way, God has something to give. Is that true? What are the things God has to give? Things of the Spirit. What is the thing that God has to give? Agathos on Sunday. Yeah, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. So ask, it shall be given. Ask, it shall be given. Ask and you shall receive, seek you shall find, knock the door shall be open. That what is that thing which God has to give? Luke tells us the Holy Spirit. Luke 11 verse 9 to about 13. Yeah, so look at verse 14 again. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. They are foolishness unto him. They are so God has something to give. What is that? His Spirit and things of the Spirit. So the things of the spirit can be called the spiritual realities. Yeah, so that is what Paul calls spiritual blessings. So these things become the things of the spirit in man. So a man that hears the gospel and believes the gospel has the things of the spirit in him, has the spirit of God in him, has in him embedded the fullness of God's ability and God's power. So what did Paul now tell you in verse 14? But the natural man receiveth not the things of the spirit, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them. What is he saying? The things of the spirit are only known by the spirit. The things of the spirit are only known by the spirit. So spiritual things become real to us by the spirit we have received in the new birth. The new birth is what qualifies us to understand the spiritual things we have received upon the resurrection. Hallelujah. Lift your hands wherever you are and say, the spiritual things are real to me. Say that with a conviction. Say, the spiritual things of God are real to me. The spiritual things of God are real to me. The spiritual things of God are real to me. They are real to me. They are real to me. They are real to me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yeah? Look, see what John calls it, John chapter 16. Look at John 16. Remember, the things of the Spirit are known by the Spirit. So the Spirit of God in us opens our heart or opens us to the things of the Spirit. Let me say it better. Yeah, the Spirit of God in us opens us to the things of the Spirit in us. Look at what John says in John 16, verse
12. Look at verse 12. Look at John 16, verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. How be it? When he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide. So the Spirit of truth in us is the Spirit that guides us into the truth of something. What is the truth? Yeah, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever I shall hear, that shall he speak. And he will show you the things to come. Verse 14, he shall glorify me. Who is speaking there? Jesus Christ. For he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Hallelujah. So he shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine and shall show it unto you. Go back to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. He shall glorify me and show you the things of the Spirit. Verse 14. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. So the Spirit of God in us is what makes us discern the spiritual ability in us. Are we together? A man that believes the gospel has the power of God resident in him. Yeah? Why? It was all of God's power that he used to raise Jesus from the dead. We saw that in Ephesians 1. So God's power was demonstrated to us. What? So we have received of God's power. 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 So go back to 1 Corinthians 12 now. So hold on. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 tells us that there's something that God gives to those that love him. That's verse 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 12 tells us, now we have received of that thing that God gives to those that love him. What did we receive? The Spirit. What did we not receive? We did not receive the Spirit of this world, but the Spirit which is of God. So we've received the Spirit of God, that is that which God gives to those that love him. So he has told you have the Spirit of God already. Yeah, now go to chapter 12. Look at chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1 again. It says, now concerning the Spirit, or concerning the things of the Spirit you already have. All together. Yeah, see, why do you think I take our time to explain these things in details? Go, hold your thoughts there. Go to 2 Timothy 2. Hold your hands in 1 Corinthians, go to 2 Timothy 2. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2. Look at verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And that the things that thou hast heard of me amongst many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. So the way God's word is communicated is by men paying attention to men to teach other men. That is the way God's kingdom grows. Hallelujah. Yeah, Paul says, the things that thou hast heard of me amongst many witnesses. He says, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. How are we together? Go back to 1 Corinthians. So Paul is teaching the Corinthians so they shall be able to know how to teach, what the things of the Spirit is about, and how to communicate that which they have already received. So 1 Corinthians 12 now says, now concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you to be in the dark. Ye know that ye were Gentiles, carried away by dumb idols, even as ye were led. Wherefore I give to you understanding. So what is the cure to ignorance in verse 1? I give you to understand. I give you to understand. So understanding is that which cures the disease of ignorance. So understanding is a tablet that is used to cure the ailment or the sickness called ignorance. So there's something called the Spirit received, there's something called the Spirit freely giving, there's something called the Spirit which now dwells in the believer. There's also something called ignorance concerning the Spirit and the things of the Spirit. All together. Yeah? So, wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit calleth Jesus accursed, and no man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts. So it means that because of lack of knowledge, we have more people speaking tongues than any other gifts of the Spirit. In fact, because of lack of knowledge, we have so many believers for years who cannot speak in tongues.
What is the solution to ignorance of the things of the Spirit? Wherefore I give you to understand. So, lack of understanding or lack of knowledge is cured by what? Understanding. So, there are lots of people who lack understanding or lack knowledge, yeah, and do not flow in the things of the Spirit. Now, see, look at it this way. Yeah, every man can operate in all the 9 gifts of the Spirit, but not every man on earth who is a believer operates in the gifts of the Spirit. Let me say better. Every man who has received the Spirit, that is a believer, can operate in the gifts of the Spirit, but not every man who is full of the Spirit operates with the things or in the things of the Spirit. What is lacking? Usually, most at times, it is knowledge. It is knowledge. So because of lack of knowledge, we have less believers speaking tongues. Because of lack of knowledge, we have more believers speak only in tongues and not interpret. Yeah? What cures lack of knowledge? It is what? Understanding. What cures ignorance? It is what? Understanding. So when you see a man who has an issue with speaking in tongues, what do you need to give to him? You give him understanding. You give him understanding. So what did Paul now say? Wherefore I give you to understand. Wherefore I give you to understand. So understanding is the cure to what? Ignorance. Understanding is the cure to being in the dark concerning certain topics, pertaining certain conversations as regards our doctrine. Look at it again. He says, look at it again. He says, now concerning spirituals, brethren, I will not have you ignorant. I will not have you ignorant. Verse 3 now says, wherefore I give you to understand. That no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. Yeah, what is really saying? The word here accursed is the word that needs to be separated. Yeah, hold the first. Then go to Galatians 1:8 quickly. Galatians chapter 1 verse 8. It says, but though we or an angel from heaven should preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Yeah, that word there, accursed, means to be separated. So when you see an angel or you see one or any other person, a messenger who preaches another gospel, let him be accursed. So it means don't go close to, don't separate, don't put asunder. Don't come close. Separate. Don't go close to. Don't touch. So look at 1 Corinthians 12 again. Back to 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 3. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus separated, and that no man can say that Jesus is the Lord, but by the way, what is really teaching? Jesus Christ is the Spirit. Yeah, look at John 14. Look at John 14 again. Look at John 14. John 14, 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, yeah, that he may abide with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth. Yeah, what is the Spirit of truth that will abide with us forever? It is verse 18. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Look at 1 Corinthians again, 1 Corinthians 12. 1 Corinthians 12. So, he says that what? Wherefore, I give you to understand that the things of the Spirit are actually part of the things you receive by receiving Jesus. Yeah, no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed. You cannot separate the Spirit from Jesus. Yeah, Jesus is the Spirit. That the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ is equal to the love of God, is equal to the supply of the Spirit. So the reason he told you that was that in the next few verses, he will start telling you same Spirit, same Lord, same God. What is he saying? He has already told you that you cannot separate Jesus from the Spirit. So when you see same Spirit, it's actually equal to the same Lord. When you see same Lord, it's equal to the same Spirit. When you see same Spirit, it's equal to the same God. When you see same God, it's equal to the same Lord. Yeah, so no man can call or say that Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts. I want us to pay attention to that a little. Yeah, the word there, diversities in that verse, is the word diaresis. D-I-A-I-R-E-S-I-S. Yeah, diversities is a word that means the D I A I R E S I S. A word that means is a word that is used for something that speaks about a division of a whole or a part of a whole or a distinction from a whole. We'll pay attention to that in days to come. Yeah, so there are diversity of gifts. Where are those diversities found? They are found in the same spirit. 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 Now, the word there, diversity, the word there, gift, is the Greek word charisma. Yeah, charisma, charisma. Yeah, which people used to, you know, explain, you know, grace, you know, gift or divine grace, divine knowledge, divine gift of faith, and all those kind of things. Yeah, so there are diversities of charisma, yeah, but the same spirit. So there are different expressions to the things found in the spirit. Yeah, that's what Paul is saying there. Look at 5. There are differences of administration. Yeah, the word differences is the same word diversity in verse 4. Why King James made it two different words, I wonder. Yeah, that same word diversities in verse 4 is equal to the same word differences in verse 5. All together, it's equal to the same word differences in verse 5. Yeah, so there are differences of administration. That word administration is the word diakonia. Yeah, it's a word that means that speaks about service, you know, ministry and all of that. Yeah, so there are differences, that is, there are diversities of administrations, there are diversities of gifts, there are diversity of charisma, there are diversity of ministry. Yeah, verse 6, and there are the same word. I wonder, King James. They now brought back that same diversity from verse 4. Are we together? So there are diversities. There are diversities. There are diversities of gift, there are diversities of administration, there are diversities of what? Operations. Yeah, it now tells you the same spirit, the same Lord, the same God. Now, if you look at this scripture, okay, let's see verse 7. Never forget verse 7. It says, but the manifestation of the spirit is given to all to profit without. Never forget verse 7 in your entire life as a Christian. The manifestation of the spirit is given to every believer to profit without. Yeah, the manifestation of the spirit is given to every believer. The manifestation of the spirit is given to every believer. The manifestation of the spirit is given to every believer to profit without. To profit without. To bring profitability. To bring profit. To bring profit. To make profitable. Hallelujah. Yeah, he now says in verse 8, for to one is given. Remember, he told you in verse 7, never forget, the manifestation is given to every. So when Paul now says, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another, for you to say that it is one man the Spirit gives word of wisdom, another man he gives word of knowledge, it will mean that verse 7 is not a valid verse. It's not supposed to be there at all. He has told you that everything called word of wisdom, word of knowledge, everything diversity, everything difference, everything and diversity, they are all what? Given to every believer. They are all given to the saints. The saint has received upon the resurrection. So, for to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another. So, when you see to another, it's not the Spirit of God that is dividing to everybody. No. The Spirit of God, you have already received freely the grace of God. You've already received freely the Spirit of God. You've already received freely the things of the Spirit of God already in you. Yeah, so to another, he says, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the workings of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues. To another diverse kinds of tongues. He's not saying that there are different, I don't even understand how to even explain that. Yeah? The word there, diverse, is not in the original manuscript. If you have a good Bible, you will see it is in italics. Yeah, diverse kinds of tongue is actually not in the original manuscript. Yeah, we'll pay attention to that when we're dealing with tongues. Yeah, kinds of tongue, the word kinds actually deals with genus, you know, deals with things of a family. Yeah, things that are for a particular family or
or members of a particular unit, so to say. We'll pay attention to that when we deal with tongues next week. Actually, we'll deal with tongues next week. The interpretation of tongues. I mean, remember, I said we're going to pay attention to utterances. So I'll explain what I mean by utterance. So look at it again. It says, to another the workings of miracles, verse 10. To another prophecy. To another prophecy, to another prophecy. Look at verse 10 again. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the discerning of spirits. Yeah, he's not saying some believers they can discern spirits well. Why some others only tongues they have? Some others they can only discern spirits. Some others only word of knowledge they have. Some others even only word of wisdom. Nope. He has told you the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer to profit without. The manifestation of the Spirit is given to every believer to profit without. So, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So, what is he really saying? Everyone who can speak in tongues can interpret tongues and operate in the remaining seven. Look at why now. It now brings your attention back to verse 11. But all this, hallelujah, worketh that one and that work, that one that is, that one and the self same Spirit, dividing to every man as he wills. Dividing to every man as he will. So when you start saying 4 to 1, look at verse 8 again. Yeah, look at verse 8 again. Okay, hold your thoughts in verse 8 and go to Ephesians. Look at Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Let me show you something quickly in this verse. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. Now, look at it again. It says, look at verse 10. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. Look at verse 11. And he gave some apostles. You see that word there, some? Yeah, that singular word there, some, is equal to the same word you see in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 8, when it says 4 to 1. Are you together? When you say 4 to 1, that word there, some. The word, now, I remember I was talking about this in passing in church. Now, in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, the word there, some, is actually used only once. Is a word men, M-E-N, really. Yeah, it's a Greek word that in the English actually means truly, certainly, surely, or indeed. Please pay attention to this. It will come in handy very soon. Yeah, the word there, some, in Ephesians chapter 4, is a word that means truly, certainly, surely, or indeed. Yeah, so if you have a good Bible, you realize that there's only, so if you are reading your King James Version now, what you see is that some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Yeah, but in the real sense, in the original manuscript, those other psalms are not added. There's only one psalm. Yeah, so, and he gave some apostles. That psalm before apostle is the only psalm in Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11. So, it's a good way to read that will be, and he gave some apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. Yeah, now the word there, some, is the word that is the Greek word men. It's a word that means truly, surely, certainly, assuredly, indeed. So a good way to read Ephesians 4:11 is, and he gave certainly apostles. So there are ministry gifts that are given upon the resurrection. So he gave certainly apostles. He gave certainly apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers for the perfecting of the saints. So their ministry gifts with the sole purpose of what? Perfecting the saints. Okay, go back to 1 Corinthians 12. Yeah, so 4 to 1 in 1 Corinthians 12 verse 8 actually means what? Yeah, certainly. Yeah, certainly given by the Spirit is the word of wisdom. Another given by the Spirit is the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So certainly, indeed, truly, surely. That's the word M-E-N-E. So for surely is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Certainly is given by the Spirit word of wisdom. Yeah, to another. Yeah, so another kind of gift. So the another to another speaks of the gifts, not people. I hope we are following saints. I hope we are following their sins. Yeah? When you see another, the word they are not. So, look at it again. He has told you in verse 7, every man already has everything the Spirit has to give. So, when you see verse 8, for to one is given by the Spirit, it is surely the Spirit gives the word of wisdom to another. So, when he says to another, it is not to another man. But another kind of gift is, Did you get that? So the word there, another, is the word allos. It's similar to that one in John, where we read earlier today, John 14, verse 16. Allos parakletos, another comforter, that which is the same, of the same. How are we together? So that's why Paul kept pointing the attention always to same spirit, self-same spirit, same spirit, self-same spirit. So a good way to read that would be what? For to one is given by the Spirit, yeah, so surely is given by the Spirit, so as surely or indeed. So let's read from verse 7 into verse 8, and let's see if it makes sense. Look at 7 into verse 8. Look at 7 into verse 8. He says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man. So, a good way to read verse 7 would be, but every manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with her. Surely is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom. Another gift is the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. So, it's not saying to another man is given word of knowledge by the same Spirit. No, it is another gift that is given by the same Spirit is word of knowledge. So, there are another speech of the kinds of gifts, not the different kind of people that the Spirit distributes as he wills. Did you get that? So different gifts, yet same Spirit. So surely is given by the Spirit the wisdom, word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another, what is another? Another gift is faith by the same Spirit, another the gift of healing. So another gift is the gift of healing by the same Spirit. So the same Spirit has diversities, differences in operations and manifestations, but they are all given to every believer to profit with all. So now, where the man now comes in is in verse 11. So, remember, another gift is the working of miracles, verse 10. Another gift is prophecy. Another gift is the sending of spirit. Another is tongues. Another is interpretation. So, in the same cell spirit, what we have what? Faith, healing, working of miracles, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, the sending of spirit, tongues, interpretation, prophecy. Look at verse 11 now tells you, but all this worketh that one and the same self or self same spirit, dividing to every man as he wills. Who is the he that we will? Remember, he has already told you every spirit, every believer already has. So it cannot be the spirit that is dividing as the spirit wills. No, it has to be the believer that receives of what the spirit has to give. You see that? Yeah, but all this worketh that one and the self same spirit, dividing to every man as the man wills. So, the man can decide to operate in any of the gifts as he wills. So, look at it. That's why I say, a man stands in front of you and says, speak in tongues. What do? You begin to speak in tongues. Acts 2. Acts 2:4. He says what? He says, they were filled with the Holy Ghost. They began. So, every believer has an ability to begin. Are we together? Yeah, every believer can begin. Pity me on that. Yeah, every believer can begin. So as he wills, as you want. So how do you speak it up? So it means that you come for a meeting and the pastor in front of you says, pray in the Holy Ghost. What do? You begin to pray in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you don't wait for the Spirit to make you will. No, it is your willpower. Yeah, the Spirit of God will not force you. It is your willpower. So you can know by the Spirit. You can choose to know by the Spirit. Oh, glory to God. You can choose to know by the Spirit. You can choose to heal by the power of the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you can choose to walk miracles by the power of the Holy Ghost. You can choose to speak in tongues and interpret and give a prophecy. You can choose. So, but all this worketh that one and the selfish Spirit, dividing to every man severally as the man wills. He now goes to verse 1 and uses imagery. For as the body is one and has many members. You see, the spirit is one, has many members. What is the body is one, has many members? It's because of the spirit is one, yeah, and has many members. What does it mean by many members? Diversity of gifts, which is actually that which is of the same self, same spirit. Yeah, so in verse, let's round up here. From verse 8. Remember, verse 7 tells you we already have the Spirit of God and we already have the manifestation of the Spirit. Chapter 2 tells us already that what? We are born of the Holy Ghost. We have received freely that which God gives to them that love Him. So from this, let's highlight the gift we have in 1 Corinthians 12. Number 1, we have what? The word of wisdom. Number 2, we have the word of knowledge. Number 3, we have faith. Number 4, we have the gift of healing. Number 5, we have the workings of miracles. Number 6, we have prophecy. Number 7, we have discerning of spirits. Number 8, we have tongues. Number 9, we have interpretation of tongues. So there are 9 gifts of the Spirit. So look at it. That's why, look at it. You know, I keep saying something. When you see someone who says that, you know, the internet has come to solve church problems, you don't need to go to church and everything, it's because you have been taught to see church as that place where you go to for comedy service, yeah, or suya night. Yeah, the only way saints can give expressions to this nagging of the Spirit is among saints. That's why Paul tells you, I will not have you to be ignorant. Yeah, you can have it and stay in your house. I'm ignorant. But there's a room for giving expression to these things. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's why we'll come together and we'll learn of these things. We'll learn these things. So the gifts of the Spirit are already resident in us. We just have to give expressions to these things. Yeah, so we'll quickly classify these gifts into 3 categories. We have number 1, what you call the utterance gifts. Yeah, if you look at verse 10, we have the utterance gifts predominantly mentioned. Prophecy, what is utterance gift? That which requires you to speak with your mouth. Yeah, really, utterance. Utter. Yeah? So, utterance, utter words, utterance gift. So, utterance gifts are those gifts that deals with what? Speaking. Number 1, tongues. Yeah? Number 2, interpretation of tongues. They all require speaking. Number 3, prophecy. So, utterance gifts, tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. Secondly, we have revelational gifts. Yeah, revelational gifts. We have the word. Look at verse 8. It says we have the word of wisdom. We have the word of wisdom. We have the word of knowledge. We have discerning of spirits in verse 10. So revelational gifts are those gifts that help you to see things or know things or to have things revealed to you by the Spirit. So revelational gifts are things that you can, so as believers, you can speak by the Spirit. That's utterance gifts. As believers, you can know by the Spirit. What is word of knowledge? Word of knowledge is having information about present or past information that nobody might have told you about. You've known only and solely by the Spirit. Yeah, word of knowledge. So, word of knowledge is a simple way I explain word of knowledge is this. Word of knowledge is knowing details or facts about certain things, about certain people, yeah, that they've never told you. Things that might have happened or things that are presently their reality. What is word of wisdom? Word of wisdom is governing and guiding or giving instructions for the days ahead. So, word of wisdom is, word of knowledge is this, from your particular point in life, backwards of your life, yeah, your history. What wisdom is what? From your particular point in time forward. Yeah? So, revelational gifts includes word of knowledge. So, that's why you can meet a saint because you have full of the power of the Holy Ghost. You can see someone and want to know details about the person. See, you can see someone you've never met before and tell them details about their past. You can tell them who their father is. You can tell them who their mother. You can tell them their state of origin. You can tell them anything you want to. Yeah? What is the reason for all of this? To every man to profit with her. So we have the utterance gift, tongues, interpretation of tongues, prophecy. We have the revelational gifts, yeah, word of knowledge. We have word of wisdom, discernment of spirit. Then we have power gifts, yeah. What is power gifts? Look at verse 10, verse 9. It says what? The gift of faith, the gift of healing, yeah, and the workings of miracles in verse 10. Yeah, so what are utterance gifts? That which requires speaking, yeah. What are revelational gifts? That which require knowing, revealing. What are power gifts? That which requires demo. Yeah, you know what they call demo? Demonstration. Yeah, that's what we're going to do on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Yeah, so come ready. Yeah, so in this series on Sundays and Wednesdays, we'll deal with the utterance gifts, tongues, and interpretation of prophecy. On Friday till Sunday, we're dealing with the power gifts, the gifts of healing, the workings of miracles, and the gift of faith. Yeah, so we're going to be healing the sick. We're going to be curing sicknesses. We're going to be raising the dead. Yeah, if we have the opportunity to, we would. Yeah, we're going to be curing sicknesses. We're going to be curing ailments. Yeah, just get your hearts ready. Yeah, remember, Paul says, concerning that which is, concerning the things of the Spirit, rather, I will not have you ignorant. So, we're going to be dealing with power gifts. Yeah, so really, so what we call Bible seminar, faith and healing, actually dwelling more on the power gifts. Yeah, so get your heart ready. We're going to get people healed. Yeah, keep making your confession. Tell yourself that, see, as soon as pastor is done teaching and we get on the street, I'm not going to get back home until I get 5 people healed. Yeah, I will meet 5 random people and get them healed. I will meet 10 random people and get them healed. I will, you see, give yourself assignment. Why? Because it is as he wills. So as you will, so I will. Keep saying it to yourself. Say, today I'm going to heal. On Friday I'm going to heal. On Saturday I'm going to heal. I will until you see it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise God. It's been a pleasure to bring God's word your way this evening. Until I come your way again, see you physically on Friday. Jesus is glorified. I love you all. Cheers.